Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Friday, April 26th, 2024. Off-chain Labs discloses vulnerabilities in OP stack fraud proofs. ApeCoin selects Conduit as its roll-up as a service platform. Over 15% of staked ETH is now restaked on Eigenlayer. And Renzo announces its second season airdrop. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETH daily. Off-chain Labs disclosed two security vulnerabilities in Optimism's fraud-proof system on the OP Sepolia testnet. The flaws were reported to OP Labs on March 22nd. The vulnerabilities could have enabled a malicious actor to either validate a fraudulent claim or invalidate a genuine one within the fraud-proof system. The issues were related to the management of time credits in the fraud-proof system, which could have been accumulated by dishonest parties. OP Labs implemented a fix on April 25th via an update deployed on the OP Sepolia testnet. OP Labs is concluding a security audit contest before it proposes deploying the fraud-proof system on mainnet. ApeCoin selected Caldera's rollup as a service platform to launch ApeChain, a gaming-centric Arbitrum Orbit Layer 3 chain. ApeChain will leverage Caldera's infrastructure and integrated services to manage its Layer 3 chain and enable ApeCoin as the native gas token. Caldera's toolkit includes a bridge interface, a block explorer, and on and off ramps. In the coming months, ApeChain will roll out several testnets, enabling early gaming partners to begin integrations. The first testnet for ApeChain will operate under chain ID 1798. The partnership comes as Yuga Labs CEO Greg Solano announced a company-wide restructuring, which included layoffs. A Dune Analytics dashboard shared by Tom Wan reveals that over 15% of Ethereum staked on the Beacon chain is now restaked through Eigenlayer. The amount totals to 4.9 million Ether, valued at about $15.42 billion. Out of this, 3.1 million Ether is natively restaked, predominantly through liquid restaking protocols. 1.7 million ETH is restaked via liquid staking tokens, with Lido's STETH accounting for 1 million STETH worth of deposits. Of Ethereum's total supply of 122 million ETH, about 26% is staked on the Beacon chain. Eigenlayer first began accepting deposits into its protocol in June of 2023. And lastly, Renzo Protocol, the second largest liquid restaking token protocol by TVL, announced the details for its second points season following the conclusion of its first season today. Users will be able to claim their RES tokens from season 1 starting Monday, April 29th at 23 UTC. The upcoming Season 2 will allocate an additional 5% of the token's total supply to users who earn Easy Points over the next 3 months. Participants from Season 1 will receive a 10% boost in their Season 2 earnings. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.